In a small town, there's a yeshiva, an elementary school. It's been around for 30 years. Parents go there, they went there, children go there. That's the Masoris, you go to that school. And all of a sudden, a new yeshiva, Tatan, opens up. New, energetic rebbeim, progressive teaching methods, exciting schedules, and one by one, Talmidim leave the old elementary school and flock to the new one. Is that correct? Is that okay? Can the new school stay open? Says the Gemara, Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, four very famous words. Kinas Sofrim, Tar Bechachma. The jealousy of those that are involved in Torah will increase Chachma, increase wisdom. Either way, there's more Torah. If the new school is better, more power to them. And if the old school shapes up and is matzliach, the Torah is going to win. Kinas sofrim tar bechachma. Very famous words. That's usually passed in Halacha L'Maisa. The Rambam passes this way. Shulchan Aruch passes this way. But despite the fact that kinas sofrim tar bechachma is a yesod in Halacha, Din and Choshen Mishpat, it's at best a b'di'evid, and perhaps should be non-existent for any private ben Torah. Firstly, the Marsha explains on the Gemara, Afanart, Alatar, the Marsha says that obviously the Gemara uses a very strange language. Why does it say Kinas Sofrim Tar Bechachma? It should say Kinas Chachamim Tar Bechachma. Chachamim, wise people. Says the Marsha, the whole idea of Kinas Sofrim, that being a modus operandi, that being a way to work, it's for Sofrim, the little kids, the immature people. They don't appreciate the beauty of Torah. Kiyam chayenu, how lucky we are to learn words of Torah. They need external motivation. So for them, they don't have as much tuition, don't have much parnafas of their rebbeim. We say for them, kina sofrim tar b'chachma. But says the Marsha, that's only b'di'evid. That's why it says Sofrim, the little kids, the immature people. It doesn't say kina chachamim tar b'chachma. Because the chacham knows that Torah has intrinsic value. There's no need to use these external motivators. But even more than the Marsha, there are at least four reasons why, despite the fact that the Gemara says Kinas Sofrim Tar Bechachma is true, and we pass in that way Halacha L'Maisa, it's something which is at most for the Eved, and again ideally should be non-existent for each private Ben Torah. It doesn't work. Firstly, in the long term, kinas sofrim tar b'chachma is often not productive. It's not matzliach. It's not mar b'chachma. Because if what's propelling the person is specifically kinas sofrim, the fact that I want to be matzliach because my friends are being matzliach, what happens if you remove the friends? Nothal yisod, nothal binyan. The friends aren't there. That competition doesn't exist. The person is going to flounder. For example, a talmid in our yeshiva goes to yeshiva, goes to smicha, goes to kol elyon, creme de la creme, le'ela le'ela. And then afterwards, shmoha lechafanav, he gets a job in a top high school, or a top shteller, a top rabbinical position, and by far, he's the most knowledgeable in the community. You can't be a rav of people that are on par with you. He knows a lot more than them. He's a rebbe for 12th graders, rebbe in Beis Medrash, but obviously he knows a lot more than his talmidim. Suddenly, the kinas sofrim, the fact that other people in Kol Elyon are fighting with him and they have to say the better chabura, falls by the wayside. Nothing's propelling him. He won't be matzliach. He doesn't have the fundamental kinas sofrim which made him be matzliach throughout his years in yeshiva. So even though, yes, in yeshiva, he was matzliach in the short term, for life, he won't be matzliach. Alternatively, a person has an uvnas kavo nikia, a beautiful parnasa, he works, takes the train into Manhattan early, comes back home late, but this person is a masmid. Every minute on the subway, he's learning. Not only that, he did daf yomi shir. His daf yomi shir is, wow, everyone loves the shir. What a time of chacham. But between you and me, he could also give a tosis yomi shir. But why bother? He knows he's the best person around. He does daf yomi shir, everyone loves. Kenas Sofrim propels him only so far. Once Kenas Sofrim leaves, nebuch, he's not marbe chacham. But not only that, Kenas Sofrim produces negative results immediately too. When a person feels Kenas Sofrim, a competition in the Beis Medrash, within these walls, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the happiness, the satisfaction, the simcha of Talmud Torah is often replaced by angst, by anxiety, by the painful drive to succeed. And of course, the person has to have a shifa for dadlus. A person should never, ever, God forbid, be satisfied with mediocrity. A person has to strive. But if one strives because he wants to be like the others, then the pain, the churning of the stomach, the difficulty of the mind, is something he always has to live with. And furthermore, what if a person's not matzliach? He feels dejected. He feels he's just not doing it. There's a joke that often goes around in yeshivas, very apropos of Parshas Hayesara. Who's the best guy in yeshiva? The answer is, whichever Talmud the Rosh Yeshiva gets a phone call that night about for a shidduch. The Rosh Yeshiva always says, oh, he's the best guy in my shir. So everyone's the best guy. That's the joke. But there's a lot of truth to it. Think about what it means to be the best in shir, the best in yeshiva. There's so many axes we need to be matzliach on. A person needs havana, a person needs a lamda shakap, a way of understanding lamdas. A person needs hasmada, a person needs zitzfleish, the ability to just sit and learn. A person needs shteda, discipline. A person needs the ability not to forget. Almost no person has an A+ in all those categories. It's impossible. By definition, there's no one best. Whatever the Yeshiva says on that phone, there's no one best. One person will be best on one axis, another person on another axis. But if a person is fueled by Kenas Sofrim, automatically, he's not going to be happy. Yeah, he has the best memory. Big deal. Doesn't have the best Asmada. He has the best memory on Asmada. Doesn't have the best discipline. Doesn't have the best Havana. There are all these things that he could be wanted in. So if a person uses Kenas Sofrim to make him Matzliach in Beis Medrash, he's almost guaranteed failure and dejection. The Meiri, among others, says in the Mishnah Navos, one of the three things that a Matzianus Adam and Olam, that remove a person from this world, is kinnah, jealousy. It says the Meiri, what does it mean? Hakinnah, ve'ataivah, ve'akavod. Kinnah is one of the things that removes a person from this world. It doesn't mean a person dies early if he has kinnah. Rather, if a person has kinnah, a person is jealous of others, his life is not a life. He can live to a ripe old age of 120, 150. But motzien es adam min ha'olam, the person is removed from the world, because for all his life, nebuch, he's looking at what others have. He's not focusing on his own beauty, on his own success, even in the Beis Medrash. Motzien es adam min ha'olam, we're in olam haba. How lucky we are to be in the Beis Medrash. But a person has this angst of Kenas Sofrim. Motzien es adam min ha'olam. He has one foot out the door. His success, his tremendous hatzlacha in the Beis Medrash, when he has such pain, is not true success. And this pain, sometimes torture, is discussed by Rav Volbe, perhaps the Mashiach of our Dar. this beautiful Sefer Alei Shur. He has three mechtavim, known as the three mechtavim. In those three letters, Ravoli writes different things which are very sodistic, very important for B'nai Torah. And he writes in the first letter, a Talmud writes to him, we don't know if it's a real Talmud or he just made it up based upon things that he spoke to people about. But a Talmud, whether true or fictitious, writes to him, he says, Mashtiach, I'm in yeshiva. I just don't feel happy. I don't feel it. I feel down. I feel upset. Here I am. I'm in yeshiva learning Torah. Why do I feel upset? Says Ravolbi. We don't have barometers for Atzlach and Yerushimayim, for Atzlach and Torah. By default, often, what do we use? We use the next person's barometer. If I'm doing better than him, I'm being Matzliach. If not, I'm not. He says, Ravolbi, that's terrible. You're not looking at your successes by Sher Husham, you're focusing on how it is in the Klal. Of course you can't be happy. Of course you can't feel that you're being Matzliach. He says, Ravolbi, not up Yehalacha perhaps, but in Ashtrafa, what is the most important bracha we make in Shacharis? She'asa li kol tzarchi. Who made for me all my needs. Who made for me all that I have. I'm not him. I'm not him. But Hashem wanted me to be me. She'asa li kol tzarchi. Made for me all the things that I have. Made for me all my needs. For me to be shoyer for gadlus. For me to be asliach doesn't mean I have to become like my neighbor, like my roommate, like my chavrusa, like the best guy in shir, or be the best guy in shir. It means she'asali tol tzarki. Everything I have, serve Hashem, I have right within me. So between chas v'shalom, motzi and esadim olam, on the one hand, and she'asali tol tzarki on the other hand, says it Volbi. Obviously, if a person picks, without pointing the mirror, he doesn't go to Meiri, the concept of the way which you can succeed, of course you feel dejected. She'asali tol tzarki. Thirdly, kena sofrim, even if the Gemara says is mutter, it's a very narrow line. Often, it's not kena sofrim. It's not kena sofrim for Torah. Never. It could be real kena. If I'm jealous of you, I could be jealous of your success in Torah alone. But often, I'm probably jealous of your status. Everyone knows he's the best guy. Popularity. During nights, everyone asks you questions from Chazar Fashir. Your intelligence. Clearly, you're smarter than I am. Is that kena that's mutter? Does kena sofrim tar b'chachma mean that? Mechidesi. So even if yes, kina sofer might be mutra, be the strict letter of the law. Often, it's much more murky than those situations. It's more than just chachma per se. More than just Torah. And the fourth reason that kina sofrim tar b'chachma, while maybe mutra for a tzibur, is not by any means a derech for a ben Torah. It's an idea which applies in all years of life. Tochu Dravaro. This above all, to their own self be true. A person has to be matzliach in Torah based on his own madreda, where he is in life. Says the Vilna Gaon in Perek Dalet of Mishlei, Shoma Melech exhorts us, Einecha lenochach yabitu. Let your eyes look straight. Let your eyes look right in front of you. Don't look up. Don't look down. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Says the Vilna Gaon, when a person looks at Yenim, at someone else, whether someone's higher than him or lower, to the right or to the left, instead of developing his own kolchos, he's doomed for failure. If the person's lower than him, then it's very easy to be better. If the person's higher, if he goes up those ladders, God forbid, he could go down the chute right away. If it's not Tocha Devaro, he's not actualizing himself based upon his own hatzlacha and learning. He's not hatzlacha in Yerushalayim, but what everyone else is doing, how real is that? How long will that stay? It's not emes. Of course, we presume, as a baby, when a baby walks, the parent has to go a little bit far from the baby to help the baby walk. If the parent coddles the baby for the baby's entire life, the baby will never learn how to walk. So obviously, in Yerushalayim, we need to take steps. But if it's based upon others rather than me, If it's not Einecha l'nochach yabitu, it's not emes. It won't be matzliach. Despite these four reasons for kinas sofrim, tar b'chachma not being an approach in the base medrash. Number one, over time it's not productive, because if you take it away, then often that propulsion doesn't exist. And what happens after you leave the rigors of yeshiva? Number two, it produces negative results, angst immediately. Number three, God forbid it can be a violation of real kinah, because it's not just chachma, it's all the accoutrements as well. And number four, if a person develops his external shell without the internal aptitude, it's not emes, it's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Most people don't have the extremes, my entire mahus is kinah sofrim. How often do you have that? But says the Mesiyas Yesharim, in the very beginning, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yudimel tells us there are two things we have to do in life. Yifashresh b'maisav and yimashresh b'maisav. Says Mesiyas Yesharim, yifashresh b'maisav means in the gross level. We have to look and see, are we doing mitzvos or averos? But then says Mesiyas Yesharim, yimashresh b'maisav, even within the mitzvos that we do, we have to ask ourselves, are those real mitzvos? Are we being matzliach? Is that a mitzvah which is a mitzvah tahora, or a mitzvah which is murky? There's a lot of things going on in that mitzvah. Often, even among B'nai Torah, obviously the motivation for being yeshiva, the motivation for Hatzlach and Torah is L'Shem Shemayim. But we often have Kinas Sofrim mixed in. That murky mix. Yamashish Maisav, it's important for us as much as we can to remove Kinas Sofrim. It's not good for us. Even though it seems, in short term, there might be rewards in helping us be Matzlach and Torah. This entire discussion was said by Chacham Yitol Adam Shlomo Melech. Says Shlomo Melech in Perek Dalet of Koheles. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. Ve'isi ani es kol amal. I've seen all the toil that's called Kishron Hama'aseh and all the proper actions. Kihi kinas ishmerehu. It amounts to jealousy a man from his friends. Gam zeh hevel rusruach. That is also waste and something negative. Says Rashi, it's not a drash. Rashi says pshat in the Pasuk of Koheles. Reisini es kol omel. What's omel? Omel means the toil, the negative parts of a person's life, the averos. But says Rashi, the es kol kishron ha-maisa. What's kishron? The sharish of kishron is kosher. Says Rashi, even the maisim kasherim a person does, Torah, tefillah. Says Rashi, what powerful Rashi. She'ena l'shem shemayim, elu kinas ish mirehu, sheshneim hevel. It's not l'shem shemayim, it's because I want to be the best person in shir, and my stomach churns until I am. Says Rashi, as the pasuk continues, ki kinas ish mirehu, that's because of kinah. It's not because I appreciate the intrinsic validity of Torah, but because I want to be the best. The celebrity phenomenon that exists outside the Beis Medrash comes into Beis Medrash. I want to be the celebrity, the best guy in Shir. Says Shlomo Melech, according to Rashi, Dam ze hevel or usruach. It's also negative. And hevel, what a waste. Rashi. Koheles, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. And the idea is echoed mefurish by the Rashbats. The Rashbats, one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim, known best by his Tshuvas, Tashbates, quoted by the Beis Yosef. The Rashbats in his Perek Dalet as well, explains that even if a person has kinas sofrim, which is mutter, says the Rashbats, even in Torah, it's ra ma'od. And he buttresses it from this pasuk in Koheles. It's terrible. It breaks down a person's insides. It makes the person never feel happy, never feel like he's matzliach. Obviously, no one is perfect. We can't get rid of it all the time. But it's important to realize how it's, even though it seems to have short-term rewards, it's negative for us. It doesn't help us be matzliach in all areas of Avodas Hashem. We should be zoche to appreciate the zuchus we have to learn Torah. Not because of kinas sofrim, but desire tar b'chachma because of the beauty of chachma. And thank Hashem each day, not only in the morning, but throughout our lives. Hashem helps us have what we need to develop ourselves. She'asa li kol tzarchi.
Thank you. Sorry. say that the pasuk is Makish learning Hashem King.